Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the quarterly EN call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Kara Kaplan. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the quarterly all EN call. I would especially like to welcome all of our new ENs and welcome to the program. We would also like to congratulate the state of Washington on their new Partnership Plus agreement. The Washington State Division of Vocational Rehabilitation finalized and distributed their brand new Partnership Plus agreement in April. They are excited to begin working with ENs to provide ongoing support under their new initiative. Washington joins 26 other states who have Partnership Plus collaborations in place. So this is awesome. More than half the states are participating now. I'd like to also announce that we are having, the Office of Employment Support is having an upcoming employment summit. Social Security will be hosting this on June 12th and 13th at Social Security headquarters in Baltimore. The purpose is to engage employment experts in a discussion on effective strategies that support a successful employment program and outcomes for adult Social Security beneficiaries with disabilities. Due to the format of the event, we must limit the number of participants. We have invited a diverse cross-section of ENs and state VR agencies, services, the providers, who represent an array of service models, scopes, and business structures. Social Security leadership and various ticket program stakeholders will also participate, including our ticket program manager, the Council on State Administrators on Vocational Rehabilitation, Virginia Commonwealth University, who is over our WIPA training and technical assistance contract, the Department of Labor, and Rehabilitation Services Administration. Information collected during the summit will be widely shared with all Ticket to Work service providers. We will forward to you additional details once we have the mechanism for this in place. We are more than halfway through our site visits for fiscal year 2019. To date, we have visited 29 sites. And we have about 20 more remaining for the rest of this fiscal year. For your security awareness forms, I know they just came out with the APOR, but when you have new employees, you need to send those in. We want to make sure, I think some people are sending them to Maximus or where you sent the APOR. Those need to go to enservice@ssa.gov. Also, for TPA changes to your agreement, please make sure you use the TPA change form for updating any information, EN contact, address, phone number, anything changing to your agreement. And also, please send that to enservice@ssa.gov. Also, we've noticed many ticket assignments in the recent past. And we think there's some miscommunication. SSA is working on clarification of that policy. We believe this will help ENs on when they should and should not unassign tickets. So please look for that in the near future. And I would like to introduce Matthew Silverstein from America Works. He's the Director of Public Affairs. Matthew is going to briefly discuss a hiring party initiative that America Works is implementing, which is a very creative and unique activity designed to place beneficiaries into employment. So, Matthew, go ahead.
Thank you, Kara. And I want to thank Kara and Rob for asking us to talk today. So about a month ago, in the beginning of April, we saw that there was an article on CNN Business and also in Forbes, their website, and they were talking about these new hiring parties that in particular Taco Bell was throwing. Taco Bell had been facing some difficulty in finding good talent for their stores around the country because in this tight job market, it's very competitive, you know, with almost, well, with as low as 3% unemployment. It's hard to find quality people and to retain them in jobs, especially minimum wage jobs. So they decided to throw a hiring party in their stores around the country. It happened, I think, at the end of last month. So when we saw this, we said, oh, this is actually kind of an interesting idea. So we adapted it for Ticket to Work. We're throwing a hiring party. Most of them are occurring tomorrow in our offices. We're throwing 7 parties nationwide in New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Memphis, and Burlington, New Jersey. Actually, our Burlington office actually held one today. They had 60 people who showed up. We had 20 different employers there. And that's one of the things that we've added to this, is that we've invited employers that we work with around the country to this event. We decided to throw it tomorrow. People ask, why tomorrow? Tomorrow is actually National Pizza Party Day in the country, so we're holding a pizza party tomorrow. It's our first hiring party initiative. In total, we have actually 400 of our Ticket to Work clients who've RSVP'd. We do anticipate probably maybe another 100 maybe of people or more who didn't RSVP but will show up. It's a relatively cheap way to have a creative event, and we're really excited about it. All the employers that we've invited are actually employers that are hiring right now, and if this is successful, we're going to be doing this on a regular basis. And also something that we did was that for example, the one in New York City tomorrow, we have 20 different employers who are coming, so we kind of put them all, and we came up with a career menu that every beneficiary will receive. So it'll have a listing, a menu of all the companies, and we encourage them all to meet with everybody. And we will brief Kara and Rob as to how they go. And we think it's just another innovative way to get people to show up. We believe that when you include food and innovative ideas, more people show up. So that's pretty much what we're up to.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew. We really appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm sure maybe some people will reach out and try and get along with that. What I'll do at this time is I'll hand it over to Jamie Pendergraf.
Thanks so much, Adele. Hello, everyone. This is Jamie Pendergraft, and I am the Program Outreach Manager for the Ticket Program. So today we're going to talk a little bit about success stories. Every once in a while, you might hear from one of our team members at Maximus asking you whether you have a Ticket Program success story you'd like to share. This is a great opportunity to promote the work you do and the impact your work has on the lives of your clients. Human interest and testimonials are also very powerful marketing tools. It really puts a face on the Ticket to Work program. And our Ticket program stories get very wide exposure. They're published on our website, they're shared on social media, and they're promoted to other organizations. This afternoon, I'm going to be interviewing Rachel Hoffman from the Choice Group in Virginia. Rachel has been the Ticket to Work manager for the Choice Group for the last year, but she's been with the Choice Group for 7 years, providing direct service to clients and training for staff. Rachel has a master's in rehab counseling and is a resident licensed professional counselor. This afternoon, she's going to share the Choice Group's recent experience with developing a success story that showcases the employment success of Angel, who I hope you all have heard about by now. We published his story nearly 2 months ago, and Angel is an Air Force veteran who sustained neck and back injuries during his service and later began receiving disability benefits from the Veterans Administration and Social Security. So welcome, Rachel, and thank you for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit about Angel's background and at what point in his journey did he find the Choice Group?
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on to share. As you were telling everybody, Angel was in the Air Force before he was injured and went out on disability. And so at the point he reached out to Choice Group, he was already at a place of physical recovery and ready to go back to work, but unable to return to his role in the Air Force. He was already looking for jobs on his own, but Angel had questions about his benefits and was fairly uncertain what would happen with his benefits when he went back to work. Angel's one of those clients who I'm sure everybody has had who is a self-starter and did a lot of research on his own, but it was still really confusing for him how his benefits, and especially having two benefits from Social Security and the VA, and what would happen with those when he was working. So he reached out to one of our benefits advisors and was talking to them, and the timing was pretty perfect because while they were talking, he got a job offer.
That's great. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Yeah.
And how did he find the Choice Group exactly?
So he was doing independent research and went to the Choose Work website. I think he called Social Security and they pointed him to the Choose Work website. And I think we actually have a lot of clients who find us that way. And they say, hey, I just, you know, I found you online. And once he went to the website, he was connected with our main office, and the way we do things is that puts him into a phone screening process. So he was able to speak to somebody within a week and see if he was an appropriate match for the ticket program. And then within the week following that, so within 2 weeks, he was able to connect with a local Choice Group benefits advisor who met with him in person and talked about his goals. And at the time, he was trying to decide, should I take this job offer or not? Is this going to be, you know, a financially responsible decision? And they were able to talk through that together.
Great, thank you. And could you tell us a little more about the types of services the Choice Group provided to Angel?
Yeah, so Angel obviously was able to get a job on his own, but he was primarily looking for benefits counseling. He received individualized information about how work would impact his disability benefit. We had to dig a little bit deeper because of the VA component. He wanted to know what would happen with his health insurance. And as I mentioned, Angel has shared that talking to Choice Group about his benefits was what gave him the confidence to accept the job, because he just, you know, he needed more information to make a decision about working. Later on in services, Angel got a notice from Social Security that his cash benefit would be stopping. And, you know, he called us, and we tell people, call us anytime you get a letter. And this, it should not have been stopping at this point. So our benefits advisor did some research into Social Security's operations manual to see how the VA benefits and the Social Security benefits interact, and determined that because Angel was classified as a wounded warrior, the pay that he received while on active duty, because he was in physical rehabilitation and was a wounded warrior, it did not apply to his trial work period, and so that he was still eligible to have his cash benefit continue. So we gave him this information and documentation and wrote everything out for him so he could take it to the local Social Security office, and they were able to resolve it and turn his check back on. Then a year later, our benefits advisor was able to tell Angel, hey, your cash benefit's going to stop now, and he was reporting his earnings, but the check didn't stop right away. And because of his specific situation, he wanted assistance. He needed somebody to go with him in person to the local field office. So our benefits advisor went with him to the Fredericksburg Social Security office, and they were able to get his check to stop and resolve an overpayment and prevent future overpayment. So primarily Angel needed benefits counseling, but we were also able to help him with some of the physical and emotional stress that he was experiencing with return to work, which was very challenging for him still having a significant disability. And our counselors have been available to him, talking with him monthly, walking through the transition off of cash benefits so he knew what to expect every step of the way. And you know, he's already gotten one promotion. We've been there to help him make sure that his earnings continue to increase, and he's, you know, finding those opportunities for advancement.
That's really great. I'm sure Angel was very appreciative of all of those unique supports you were able to offer him. Could you tell me a little bit about what he's doing now?
Yeah, so like I said, Angel has gotten a promotion. He is still working for the same company. He works for a Department of Defense federal, he's a federal contract employee for the department for a 503 contractor that works for the Department of Defense. I made that about as confusing as I could possibly make it. So he is a contract employee. His employer is also a federal contractor for the Department of Defense. And he is an IT network professional. He works as a liaison between the contractor and the federal government to procure IT hardware and equipment that they need. So that is what he's doing. He is a super smart guy.
Great. So you mentioned Section 503 and that he was hired by a federal contractor through Section 503. Can you explain a little more about what that is?
Yeah, so there are organizations out there who have a federal utilization benchmark to hire employees who have disabilities and have them integrated at every level of their organization. So this can be a great avenue for employment and partnership for our clients. We, Choice Group, our counselors really try to seek out these agencies because most of them are actively, all of them are really actively trying to recruit employees with disabilities and provide not just jobs, but good jobs that are at every level of operations. So we've had a lot of folks who are employed through Section 503 federal contractors. So Angel did choose to disclose to his employer that he has a disability and that he's a veteran. And because he disclosed that, that moved him into a prioritized hiring pool. And he thinks that that really helped him get the job faster. And hopefully that's the way that it works for our folks. We find, and I still have a lot of direct service that I get to provide, which I love, but I find it's really helpful to talk to every single beneficiary about the Section 503 hiring. And because a lot of them see that the form that says check yes or no, yes, I have a disability, and are intimidated by it. They're not quite sure why they're being asked this information, and they really don't know, is it appropriate for me to disclose? Is it beneficial for me to disclose that I have a disability? So we always mention that to our clients and then show them that form and say, hey, this is what this is for, and it's up to you if you disclose. And then a lot of our folks end up, you know, getting jobs through those agencies, which is exciting.
Great. Thank you, Rachel. And I just wanted to add a note here. While the Choice Group is located in the D.C. area, there are federal contracting opportunities located nationwide. And we have a couple of resources on the Choose Work website available to explain what Section 503 is. We also have a webinar in our WISE On Demand page that talks about Section 503. So if it's something you're all interested in, please check out the WISE On Demand page or take a look at our fact sheet that's available in the Choose Work library. The direct link to that fact sheet is https://choosework.ssa.gov/library/faq-section-503-of-the-rehabilitation-act. So, again, that's in our library. It's on the very first page of the library, so be sure to check that out if you have questions about Section 503 of the Rehabilitation Act. So, sorry for my sidebar, but Rachel, could you tell me a little bit about the impact work has had on Angel's life?
Yeah, well, and I'll go back to 503 for a second. This is, you know, for us seeking out employers who are partners, it's just such an easy avenue for partnership because, you know, a lot of these guys have somebody who is a diversity and or disability recruiter. And it's very easy to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, you know, especially when organizations already have that on their radar that, yeah, I really should be diversifying my hiring pool and seeking out agencies and hiring folks who have disabilities. So I took your sidebar and made another sidebar. Sorry.
That's okay.
So Angel's life, and I was just talking to him yesterday, he's such a fun guy. Angel's got a very, very strong sense of family responsibility and a drive. He really wants to provide for his family and improve their financial situation. And, you know, we tell beneficiaries you can always make more working than just getting your check. And he has really been able to do that and maximize the life that he can provide for his family. With his employment, he's been able to access additional health insurance for his family. But I think more than that, Angel has really got a strong work ethic, and work was always going to be a part of his life and his identity. He's one of those people who was never going to be happy not working. It's a part of his identity and his emotional well-being. It's also been a spot for him to find a place of belonging and social connectedness with his peers, because he's out there in the workforce and meeting people and interacting with people every day rather than just being home. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday and he was saying, you know, Rachel, this is not easy. I still have my disability. I have chronic pain. It is a fight for me to be working, but it is so important for me to be a part of a workforce and do this. And so I'm entirely inspired by him.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear he's finding so much fulfillment through his job. The last question is, could you tell us a little bit more about why you chose him as a success story?
Yeah, so Angel is very proud of his journey. He is somebody who loves to tell his story. He's very open. He doesn't shy away from talking about his disability because he feels that telling his story can inspire somebody else to go to work. He has got a passion to put the word out there, especially to other veterans, that they have a skill set that can be used in the civilian workforce. And he sees telling his story as his way to give back to the veterans community. I actually cannot take any credit for identifying him for a success story or starting that process. Many of you know Greg Bell, who works for Maximus now, but at the time was working for Choice Group. And Angel was his client. And he saw Angel and said, hey, I really think that you should do this. He initiated the process because he had background with Maximus and knew how important it was, the work that you guys are doing to promote client stories, and he made the push for it to happen. Once he got the ball rolling, the process was so much easier than I realized. Angel and Maximus really did all the work, and they put together what was really a beautiful, polished, finished product. And you know what? I've been able to take that and run with it and use it for our website, our marketing materials. And, you know, what's really cool, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this, but I'm going to anyway, is that because you guys published that story, then NPR picked it up. And they interviewed him and came out, and now they're running another story on Angel next week, which is going to give us, you know, such great visibility and give Angel a huge platform to tell his story and inspire other veterans. So it has been entirely worth it. And I hope that, you know, when folks call and say, hey, do you work with veterans? You know, I can just hand them this story. I can point them to our website, and I can say, yeah, you know what? Not that I know everything about VA benefits off the top of my head, but I always know somebody who knows somebody who can figure it out. And we're going to dig and find the answers. And so that one little step of saying, hey, yeah, let's do a success story has led to some great visibility for Angel's story. And it's been really advantageous for us.
Thanks so much, Rachel. That's all so wonderful to hear. We're excited to listen in on Angel's interview this month on NPR. That is huge. So congratulations to Angel, of course.
Thanks. Yeah.
And before we close out, I just wanted to make sure I shared the link to Angel's story for those of you who may not have seen it yet. You can read his full story online at choosework.ssa.gov/library/angel-success-story. Can we go to the next slide, please? So before I get into my request for success stories, I just want to say a big thank you to Rachel and the folks at the Choice Group who were able to help make this interview happen and, of course, who were able to give us Angel's story. As you heard, we're always looking for new success stories. So if you have worked with a ticket holder who's achieved financial independence through work, send their details over to us and see if they might be a good fit for a new success story. As a bit of a reminder, all candidates have to be vetted and approved by Social Security. And if selected, as Rachel mentioned, TPM will work with you and the ticket holder to create the story for publication. You heard Rachel mention how easy it was to work with us and basically end up with a polished product. So we want to make sure you all have that same experience. So if you do have a story to share, you can get started. You just send an email to stories@choosework.ssa.gov. Again, another huge thank you to Rachel and Adele. I think at this point I hand it over to you for questions.
Thanks, Jamie, and thank you, Rachel. That's really inspiring, and it helps us that the things that we do on a day-to-day basis really does help someone. So thank you for sharing that. Orlando, at this time, we'd like to open up the lines for a few questions for Rachel.
Absolutely. And if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question over the phone, and we'll pause for just a moment to assemble the queue.
While we wait on that, Orlando, John, did we have any questions from the queue just yet?
No, we don't have any questions in the queue right now.
All right. Appreciate it.
And as a reminder to the phone audience, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And it appears we have no questions at this time.
All right. Appreciate that. And at this time,
I appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm going to go back on mute now.
Okay. Jamie, back to you.
Great. Thank you. And thank you again, Rachel. That was really helpful and informative, and it's always nice to dive deeper into our success stories. Could we go to the next slide, please? We actually have a brand new success story that was published today. It is about a woman named Shirley. And Shirley was diagnosed with narcolepsy after she had several episodes of falling asleep and saw a neurologist who then later diagnosed her with narcolepsy. She also ended up being diagnosed with depression a little bit later on her journey. Shirley also had a very strong work ethic similar to Angel, and she always knew she wanted to go back to work. And her EN, America Works, helped her to understand Social Security work incentives, including the Ticket to Work program, find the self-confidence she had lost while she was out of work, and also advocate for reasonable accommodations. And you can read some more about Shirley's story at choosework.ssa.gov/library/Shirley-success-story. And we'll also be sending out a Gov delivery message in the coming days with information on how you can help us spread the word about Shirley's story. And we always appreciate when ENs actually do share on social media, or if you're interested in getting a blurb for a newsletter or some language for your website, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be able to provide that as well. Next slide, please. Since the last All-EN call, we've also published a new resource. It's called Presenting Your Best Self to Employers, and it talks about resume writing, preparing answers and questions for a job interview, and a little bit about how to decide if you wanted to disclose your disability to a potential employer. And this link is a bit long, so I am going to ask John to chat it out. But it's also located in our library, and it is available under the FAQs and resource section. Our fact sheets are good resources for you all to have on hand. You're welcome to share them on social media or on your websites. And I know some of you even put them out and provide them in your lobbies to your clients. So this is the newest one, and we hope you'll find it interesting. Next slide, please. We do have an announcement today regarding service provider social media. We made the decision to shut down Facebook, the Facebook account for service providers, which was Ticket to Work for Service Providers, and the Twitter account, which was at Ticket to Work. The reason we're doing this is because we hope you find the majority of the information you need on the Choose Work social media accounts. And we will be setting those two pages down this month. As I mentioned, there's still plenty of information and updates out there for you all to see on the Choose Work social media accounts, and I'll tell you in a minute how to find those. Next slide, please. This slide includes information on where to follow Choose Work. We sure hope you already are following us, but in case you're not, you can like us on Facebook at Choose Work. You can follow us on Twitter at Choose Work SSA. Our YouTube channel has not changed, but if you're not familiar with that, that is youtube.com/choosework. And our LinkedIn page has also not changed, and it is the Ticket to Work page. Next slide, please. There are a couple of additional ways you can get news about the program. I know many of you have subscribed to the Ticket Connection. This is a quarterly newsletter that offers Social Security updates, information about upcoming tasks and requirements for you all, and also includes upcoming events and trainings and tips to help your business succeed. There's a lot of different information in there. So if you have not yet subscribed to that quarterly newsletter, send an email to ticketconnection@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. Another really good way to stay up to date on information about what we're talking about every month is to join our WISE webinars. Our webinars are not only for ticket holders, there is also some information for you, though our primary audience are ticket holders. And we always encourage you to share those webinars via your social media accounts or any newsletters or even on your website. And you can do so by subscribing on the Choose Work website. If you go to the contact page, you'll be able to find how to subscribe to those webinars. And they're also always available right on the homepage at choosework.ssa.gov. Next slide, please. Lastly, one of the things we've been promoting quite frequently on the Choose Work, on the service provider social media, are the trainings that are available from Virginia Commonwealth University. These trainings include certification for benefits counseling or refresher programs on rules related to disability employment. So if you're interested in learning more from VCU about the trainings that they provide through their Work Incentives Planning and Assistance National Training and Data Center, be sure to bookmark their trainings page or subscribe to receive their e-newsletter, and John has chatted those out to the audience. Next page, please. Lastly, I did want to close with some volunteer opportunities that we always have available. We invite you to submit ideas for posts for the Choose Work blog, which is available at choosework.ssa.gov/blog. Our blog focuses mainly on disability and employment-related topics, and we do publish the blog approximately once a week. In addition, we're always looking for presenters for our WISE webinars. We'll work very, very closely with you to train you on presenting, and we also, again, develop the majority of the content to make it easy for you. So if you're interested in volunteering for either of those two things or submitting a success story, send an email to socialmedia@choosework.ssa.gov. And I believe that's everything I have. So thank you for the time today. And, again, a big thank you to Rachel for sharing about Angel's story. Adele, back to you.
Thanks a lot, Jamie, for all that good information. And before we open up for questions today, I just wanted to bring to your attention that we have posted the wage reporting FAQs. So if you visit the yourtickettowork.ssa.gov website, that's our website, at the top of the homepage, you'll see the word about. If you click on it, then it'll bring you to a page where if you look towards the bottom on the left-hand side, you'll see FAQs. Once you click on FAQs, you'll see frequently asked questions. And the last bullet will be wage reporting, has about 11 questions. So when you have a chance, go ahead and check that out. Orlando, we can open up the lines for questions now.
Thank you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, everyone, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question over the phone, and we'll pause for just a moment. And again, that is star 1 to ask a question, and we will take our first question from Barbara Valmont with Orange Grove Center. Please go ahead.
Yes, how far in advance will a site be notified of your visit?
We try to notify you at least a month to 2 weeks in advance. Where are you located?
We are in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't believe we are going there this year. You're going to Tennessee, right? What is the name of your EN?
Orange Grove Center.
Yeah, I don't believe, I can't be 100%, but I don't believe we have you on the schedule for this year. But in general, it's 2 weeks to a month in advance.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, as a reminder, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question over the phone. And we'll take our next question from Andrea Barlow with APT Foundation.
Good afternoon. I was interested to know, is New Haven, Connecticut on the list?
No, you are not on the list.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have the list in front of me, so just so everyone knows, I'm not going to know everybody off the top of my head. So if you are, just to, for everybody's knowledge, if you are one of the sites we are going to, you will be notified. So there's plenty of advance notification, and we try to work with both of our schedules.
And once again, that's star 1 to ask a question over the phone. It appears we have no further questions at this time.
Hey, John, do we have any questions from the chat?
Absolutely. We just have one question from Jennifer Beekman, who asks, when did you say the clarification for when to unassign or slash assign your tickets was going to be released?
It will be most likely within the next month. It's the same current policy there is. The policy is not changing. We're just making it we're just clarifying it more for some persons who are confused, that's all. But there, it's not a change in policy.
Okay. Thank you, John. You said there was only one from the chat. Orlando, any others in the queue?
We have not had any other questions queue up.
Then I think we will end the call. I guess this was a nice short one. We'd like to thank everybody for joining. And our next quarterly all-in call will be on August 22nd at 3 o'clock Eastern Time.
All right, great. Everybody have a great rest of the day.
And ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.